The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we learn how you can change your life in an instant by making one simple decision. Enjoy.
The bottom line here is that in your early 20s, you are becoming. There are a lot of question marks at this time, but at the same time, you're doing a lot of hard work. When I say hard work, I mean you're testing things out, but you're going hard into the things that you test. Don't try. Do. Forget about making an attempt. Forget about testing it out. Although you may not end up in the profession or in the area that you're starting out, you don't want to go halfway.
Right now, it's not the right time to read books. It's not the right time to consume information. You must be masculine and manly right now. Pick up your sword and go. Go get it until you're done.
You don't want to just dip your toe in. You want to jump in hard. Do not try. Do. Go hard. It requires a tremendous amount of courage to say, I'm going to give this thing a chance. I'm going to give it my all. And if it doesn't work out, that's okay. But I know that I tried my best.
You're already overwhelmed. So number one, have some compassion for yourself and realize that you're never going to be who you were last year. Let that guy die. The hardest thing to do is to change in the face of those who appreciate you. Who you are today is no longer resourceful for who you're going to be, who you are to be next. For you to fulfill your greatest purpose here on this planet, in this lifetime, you have to have multiple deaths to immature versions of yourself so that you could be reborn as a stronger version of yourself. That's how the process goes.
If you don't know what your path is, if you don't know what feels good, if you don't have inspiration dragging you down a path, then you must experiment. Go with the hunches, go with the feelings, go with the non-traditional path, the less traveled path, the road less traveled. Go where you can be a pioneer, do something new, do something revolutionary, be a leader, meaning that you can set yourself up to fail by imagining that they're going to reject you when, in fact, within their hearts are the seeds of love and evolution and growth, and maybe they will receive you. So it's difficult for us to actually get a gauge on what's going to happen in our life if we make judgment based on past results. Maybe you've seen this happen before to someone else, but it doesn't mean that it's going to happen to you. Stay open in that way. I would invite you. Honesty always alleviates our pain, even if it brings external resistance. Even if other people fight with you, at least you are honest, you are pure, and you are honoring your heart in that way. You must grow stronger. You must follow your heart. You must exercise your unique, divine blueprint in this lifetime, or it'll be a waste.
All the things that you struggle with in your life, you chose because it was for your soul's growth. There is no growth without struggle. It's on the same level as it is with weightlifting, as it is with your soul, with your psychology, with your heart. You must go through struggle so that you can ascend. And so, congratulations once again. You chose these struggles. Take full responsibility. This is your life. Everything I hear coming from your mouth sounds like victimhood. They f***ed me up. They made me. I had no choice. You had all the choice in the world before you got here, bruh. You see, if you were given different circumstances, if you were given different parents, if you were given different struggles, that would have been for a different soul. These are yours. Own them.
Another thing I would advise against is looking too sharply at what other people are doing and ending up being a copycat. Of course, you've got to imitate before you innovate, but always with your own fingerprint, always thinking in terms of how am I going to bring something unique, my unique song, my unique song, my unique fingerprint, my unique vibration. How am I going to deliver that to the planet as a gift? You're a gift. Every single one of us is a gift. How are you going to exercise and share your gift?
Reignite your soul by reigniting the spark in your body.
Failure is important. You need failure in order to succeed. It is the principle of death and rebirth. It is the principle of catabolic and anabolic. It is the principle of going down so that you can rise up. Done.
Please keep in mind, this is about half the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.